Welcome to Alpha Unleashed with your host, Nadine Hatzidolios-McGill. In this series, Nadine will teach you how to tap into your alpha zone, harness its power, increase your self-esteem, and live a powerful, confident life. And now, here's your host, Nadine Hatzidolios-McGill.
Welcome to Alpha Unleashed, Episode 6. I'm your host, Nadine Hatzidolios-McGill, self-esteem expert and seminar leader. On the previous session, Unleash Your Alpha Health, my guest, Candice Dyschlenko, eloquently and vividly described her physical, mental, and emotional condition throughout her journey with cancer. She said that finding out that she had cancer and then experiencing it was like, and I quote, standing on the ground and an earthquake occurs and then you have to find your footing. That is a very powerful description. One minute everything is fine, you're walking along, the ground is clear and straight, and all of a sudden this earthquake happens and jolts you out of what is your current reality. What Candice found, though, as she processed what was happening to her, was that, and I quote again, cancer gave more than it took. Cancer, that horrible, horrible word that everyone dreads as they sit in a doctor's office waiting to hear their diagnosis. And yet her response was, cancer gave more than it took. And throughout the months of pain, and then the heavy, heavy doses of chemotherapy that she had to take, Candice realized many beliefs that she had held that no longer served her. She had spent her life believing life is supposed to be painful and hard. And that is how she approached every situation, like it was a battle that she had to win, and she actually felt addicted to the fight. Can you relate to that? She came to believe that she was only worthy if she was battling, being strong, and winning. And her self-esteem depended on that. As a child, she told us that she received many gold stars at school for all her accomplishments, and the need to receive accolades became the way of life, or she felt unworthy. If she couldn't get those gold stars or win in a sports event or whatever the activity happened to be, she felt very low and very unworthy. She was constantly living in that fight mode, which creates a huge amount of stress on the body. And for her, it eventually culminated in cancer. And Candice is currently writing a book about this journey. And one of the lines in her book says, quote, my circumstances are a result because of the way I have been defining myself. I'm going to read it again. My circumstances are a result because of the way I have been defining myself. Unquote. How do you define yourself? If you're following along in this podcast with your Alpha Unleashed journal, please take it out for a moment and write that down. How do I define myself? And here are some more questions for you to jot down and answer. What are the exact words and phrases I use to define myself? What beliefs do I have about who I am supposed to be? And here's another one. Who is dictating who you are supposed to be? And another, are you someone who strives for perfection? I'm giving you those for an example. Is your worth dictated by external validation, like Candice was? Those are all questions that you can take time to answer. And again, be honest with yourself. You have nothing to lose in these exercises except gaining high self-esteem and self-worth. And I want to tell you that I can totally relate to Candice's story about cancer because my journey through cancer unfolded in a very similar way to hers. When I was in my 40s, I found myself extremely angry about everything. There were very few events or situations that occurred daily that I didn't have a negative response to. And it was to everything. I had road rage so bad, for example, that my kids would tell me to stop yelling at other drivers as they're sitting in the back and I'm driving them to their activities. And really, when you think about it, how silly is it to be yelling at other drivers? They can't hear you. And even if they could, their deed is already done that made you mad. And so what good is the yelling? It again only causes stress. The amount of scientific evidence that exists proving how detrimental stress is on our body and our mental and emotional states is overwhelming. You can Google it and find evidence in medical journals and reviews. You can find it in self-help sections, on like Googling it or in your library. There is an overabundance of material on stress and what it does to us. And I invite you to take some time to look at it if you are the kind of person whose day is occupied by stress. There's so much to enjoy in life, and we need to figure out ways to let go of that so we can be healthy. So the phrase that sticks in my brain that I use when I feel myself getting stressed now is, our psychology becomes our biology. And this is what it reminds me to do. And again, I would like you to write these down in your journal. It reminds me to, number one, stop what I'm doing. Two, slow down and breathe. Three, take note of how you're behaving. You might be kind of oblivious to it all, and you need to really look at what your behavior is. Take note of how you're feeling. Acknowledge the negativity that's going on in your head. Breathe again, and breath is extremely important. I know I spent a lot of decades hardly breathing at all. In fact, I still to this day find myself breathing very shallowly, and I know then that I'm stressed and I have to stop and follow these points. The next one is extremely important. Let go of what no longer serves you. So when you find out what that negativity is, let it go. You don't need it anymore. And finally, in its place, choose a more positive, productive path. Find words to replace the negativity that's going on in your head, and find more positive behavior that you can replace. So I, like Candace, started writing, but I actually started writing before I was diagnosed with cancer, and I have continued writing to this day. And when I look back and I can see the feel of my writings, which are predominantly poems, I went from writing very dark, depressed, lost poetry to now what is more happy and light, soulful poetry. And I'm going to share some of my poems with you. But before I do, I'm going to be candid about my cancer. I had a cancerous growth on a bile duct. Bile ducts are located in our abdomen. They are near our liver, our pancreas, and our small intestine, which are all major organs you need to digest your food and to live. So if you're familiar with the chakra system, my cancer was located directly in the self-esteem chakra. I had spent a lifetime, like Candace, trying to be the best at everything, reaching for perfection, and waiting for that external validation. And just like her, I ended up with cancer, right in my self-esteem center. And I don't know if there's more irony to that I can express to you. But here I am now, teaching others how to find who they truly are and celebrate their individuality and increase their self-esteem. So here's my poem that I want to share with you. It is called Pieces of Me All Over the Floor. Pieces of me all over the floor, scattered and shattered, completely ignored, lost in the shuffle, scuffled by fear, lofting and aimless, is any of me near? A morsel of my memory, a stitch of my soul, a crumb of my confidence, ambivalence cajoles. But you are the glue, my self-esteem speaks. You have to be you. There's no time to be weak. Cluster and muster, regain and reframe, synthesize, energize, and let go the shame. I have to be me, I hear from my heart. No more put asunder, no more pulled apart. I decide to be me, I'm steadfast and intent, no longer fractured, no longer rent. I'm grand who I am, I repeat and repeat. I'm whole and I'm perfect. I'm strong, I'm complete. Now, I know for those of you who are struggling with cancer or any other disease for that matter, it's hard to accept Candace's statement that cancer gave her more than it took. But I feel the same as she does. Cancer happened to me. It awakened me. And in fact, it really, really jolted me out of my extremely negative ways, out of my lack of self-esteem, and out of my need for external validation. And it jolted me just like the earthquake that she described. It really, really does shake you to your core. Now, in your Alpha Unleashed journal, after you've answered the questions that I posed earlier, start a new list on a separate page. And on that list, write down 5 things you love about yourself. So you're going to take a new page and in quotes, you're going to put, I love, and then fill in the blank. And I would like at least 5 of them, please. And if it takes you a few days to think of 5, then take the time. You are worth it. And if there's nothing that comes to mind, please ask someone who's close to you, who loves you. They will help you get started. And I guarantee there is something, even if you don't think that you have anything that you love. And this is simple. You can start off with, I love my curly hair. Or here's another one. I love that I take the time to listen to podcasts that help me increase my self-esteem. How about that one? See, you're already doing it. You're already doing something to help yourself increase your self-esteem and to find your worthiness. It is within you. It is not out there in the world. It is down deep in your soul. And in the beginning episodes, we talked about the morning mirror mantra. And that is an exercise that you can practice, as I encouraged you in the first episode and second episode, to continue daily to add to convincing yourself that you are worthy and to increase your self-esteem. And when you take that list out that you created for morning mirror mantra, add to it as you find daily that there are beautiful things about you. There are positive things about you. And they're things that you were born with, that you came to this earth with. You know, one time I was driving my kids when I wasn't in a road rage moment, and I asked them, what are your A's? So when I say A's, I'm talking about the letter A that you get in school when you do something really well. You hand in an assignment and you get an A on it. So A's are the things about you that are beautiful, that are A quality, and they are skills or traits or characteristics or looks or something you do for people, anything that is your A. And I asked them, my kids in the car, to tell me what some of their A's were. And they were probably 12 and 15 at the time, maybe a little bit older. And they could not do it. They could not list any of their A's. And that devastated me because here I was, I thought I was raising my kids to be confident and they couldn't think of one thing. So another assignment I have for you is to start your A list. Believe me, there is something there for you. And again, it could be as simple as you like your hair. And if you don't like your hair, go on to something else. I like that I can speak to people easily. Or I like that I'm a great soccer player. Or I like studying. I love learning. It can be anything. Don't limit yourself. Just take the time for you. Take the time to find your A's. And then what you can do is if you have kids, do the same thing. Or practice this with other people in your life who you want to find their A's. Because, you know, self-esteem is a thing we have to work on ourselves, but self-esteem is also something that we work with in community. We can have great self-esteem, but somebody might say something to us that we really don't like and it hurts us badly. And then we feel like we have to start all over again, building our self-esteem. So it really occurs in community with other people. Now, before I go, I've given you a lot of homework. So this is going to be a short podcast, so you can take time to answer those questions and make those lists. But before I go, I want to share one more poem with you that I wrote, and it is an after cancer poem when I realized that I did not have to rely on external validation. And as I said, poetry is my thing, it's my shtick, but there are many, many, many authors out there who speak about cancer and other diseases that you might want to look into if you are struggling right now. Here is the poem just for you. The words are not for flippant use, nor of service in the dark. The words are meant for peace of mind, healing matters of the heart. The words waft through us, coaxing health, heard not just with our ears. The words push gently past our pain and slice clean through our fears. The words are whispered through angels' lips, beaming with their light. The words are laid before our eyes, illuminant and bright. The words caress and soothe our souls and offer grace and mercy. The words, my friend, for you and me, are I am worthy, I am worthy. So I share that with you because it's from the depths of my soul to you, to your healing, whatever healing it is that you need to do. I encourage you to continue following with me on this podcast series because there will be many other guests who might resonate with the situations that you are going through to help you with your self-esteem and your inner peace. Until next episode, I hope that my words have touched you in a way that moves your soul. So please join me in episode 7 next time. It is called Land in Your Alpha Zone. And until then, it's time to unleash your alpha. It's time to unleash your soul.
Now that Nadine has shared some tools to help you tap into your alpha zone and increase your self-esteem, it's time for you to take charge and live a powerful, confident life. If what Nadine has spoken about today resonated with you and you would like to explore more, Nadine invites you to schedule an appointment with her via her website at www.hatsoff.ca, spelled HATZOFF.ca. Thank you for listening. For more episodes, please visit the Tenacious Living Network at TLRStation.com.